Today on Gardening in a Minute, Christmas tree safety. Christmas trees are beautiful holiday centerpieces in many homes, but can be a fire hazard. Keep your family safe by following these simple tips. Select a fresh green tree and place it away from fireplaces, heating vents, and space heaters. Use only indoor lights and check them for broken or cracked sockets, frayed or bare wires, and loose connections. Replace or repair any damaged light sets. Don't use more than 3 light sets per extension cord, and never use candles on a tree. Turn off all tree lights and decorations when you go to bed or leave the house. The most important thing you can do to keep your tree safe is to prevent it from drying out. Keep the tree stand filled with water at all times. For more information about Christmas trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, living Christmas trees. Living Christmas trees create memories that last a lifetime. They can be enjoyed indoors during the holidays and outdoors in the landscape throughout the year. Select from a variety of living trees that are suited for Florida, including red cedar, Arizona cypress, sand pine, and in South Florida, Norfolk Island pine. Think beyond the holidays by selecting a tree whose mature size will work in your landscape. While it's inside, keep your tree moist but not flooded, and remember that an extended indoor stay could harm the tree. Once your tree has been planted in the landscape, you can decorate it every holiday season with yard-brightening tinsel, ornaments, and outdoor lights. Make holiday memories last by adding a living Christmas tree to your landscape. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, public gardens. For anyone who's a plant lover, visiting a public garden is equivalent to visiting Disney World when you're a kid. Public gardens are treasure troves of plants, presented in a way that's both scientific and educational. Think of them as a living museum for plants. They can include botanical gardens, arboreta, nature centers, college campuses, zoos, historic landscapes, and even cemeteries. Some public gardens are free to visit, while others charge for admission. Many host special events during the year, including plant sales, educational programs, kids' camps, and more. Others offer art shows, music concerts, and even moonlight walks. If you'd like more information about public gardens in your area, you can search the website of the American Public Gardens Association. For more information about public gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, composting tips. If you're just getting started with composting, here are a few helpful tips. You can buy a compost bin, but it's also easy to make your own. Check the internet for do-it-yourself instructions. Vegetable scraps are great for compost piles, and you can also add items like eggshells and coffee grounds. Just don't add meats, fish, or fats. Your compost pile will work faster if you keep it moist and turn it often. Branches and twigs break down quicker if you run them through a chipper first. The same is true for waxy leaves of magnolias and live oaks. And did you know that you can even add weeds to your compost pile? Avoid weeds that have set seed and don't add Florida betony or other weeds that can regrow from plant parts. For more information about composting and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, preparing the landscape for cold weather. For many Floridians, winter means freezes. Proper planning and care can make the difference between life and death in your landscape. Be ready to move tender potted plants to warmer, sheltered areas like the garage or patio. Check your inventory of plant covers and frost blankets so that you'll be prepared when the time comes. Don't fertilize cold-sensitive plants in the late fall or during the winter. They'll add new growth, which is especially susceptible to cold injury. Proper care throughout the year will give your plants an edge in cold weather. Plants tolerate cold temperatures better and recover from injury faster when they're healthy. If your plants are damaged by the cold, don't be too hasty to prune away the damage. Just wait for spring. For more information about this and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.